Here's a thought I'll title, Brand Familiarity. I'm often asked why I shoot with Panasonic cameras when there's such a tiny, tiny percentage of the camera marketplace. Seems like everybody wants to shoot with Canons and Nikons and Sonys. And if those are the most popular cameras in the marketplace and the ones that all the quote-unquote professional photographers and fine art photographers use, why do I use Panasonic cameras? Well, it's not out of a sense of brand loyalty, but rather what I'll term brand familiarity. I want to use a camera that essentially I don't have to think about. The camera to me is a barrier between what I see and what I want to create. And I want that barrier to be as minimalistic as it can possibly be. So if I have to fuss with a camera, if I have to relearn menus, if I have to rethink ergonomics, then for me, that's a barrier to art making. And what I'd rather do is have a camera that's essentially invisible, that I've learned to operate and I have such muscle memory with that I don't even have to think about it. And back in the early days of digital photography, one of the things that I learned to appreciate almost immediately was a fully articulated viewfinder, which was introduced in the Panasonic G1. And to me, that was a fabulous technological solution for raising my camera overhead. I'm not very tall. I'm only 5 feet eight. Well, now that I'm getting older, I'm 5 feet seven. Or if I wanted to have a very low camera angle, I could use that fully articulated screen. So I ended up making a major leap into that system because of that one feature, which was such a tangible benefit to me. Well, then I had to learn the Panasonic menus and how their ecosystem worked, and I just migrated from the G1 to the G2 to the G5 to the G6 to the G85, and now I'm with the G9. And every step along the way, I have not had to relearn things from scratch. So for all intents and purposes, I've been using the same ecosystem, the same menu system, even the same fundamental ergonomics since 2009, when that initial Panasonic G1 was introduced. Are there better cameras than the one I'm currently using? Oh, I'm absolutely certain there are. But there are no cameras for which I am more familiar than the one I'm currently using. And I've been using the Panasonic system so long that, like I say, it's essentially become invisible to me. When I'm out there in the field, I'll bet I don't spend 5% of my time thinking about the camera or what I need to do to use the camera to get what I want. And so that brand familiarity is what makes me stick with Panasonic. If there were some sort of new feature that came out on a competing brand that had the same sort of impact in my work that the fully articulating screen did with the Panasonic G1, I wouldn't hesitate to jump ship. Well, maybe for financial reasons, but other than that, I wouldn't hesitate to move to a different brand. But I know in doing so, I would have to relearn everything about how that camera works, including where the knobs are, which direction the lens twists, how the menu systems work, and oh my goodness, is that a giant rat's nest. So for me, brand familiarity ranks very, very high on my list of desirability, where brand loyalty, that doesn't count for much in my world.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.